Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Share-a-thon. Hope you've been listening this morning already. To American Family Radio's Fall Share-a-thon. And we appreciate you, everybody who's called in and made a financial donation. We thank you so much for your pledges the last couple of days. Or if you gave prior to Share-a-thon, whatever the case may be, you are helping us go and grow, as they say, at American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Fred Jackson.
Hi there, Tim.
And Chris Woodward.
Good morning.
The four of us are here in our studios at American Family Radio. Of course, this is the today's issues hour segment. Well, hour and a half normally. We'll be going 2 hours today. Today's issues will be 2 hours today. We're in our Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. And what does that mean, Ed?
Well, it is Share-a-thon. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We address our listening audience, our supporters, and ask them to sign up again for another.
We buttonhole them.
That's right. We grab them at the water cooler and say, my kids are selling cookies for the school.
Right.
And
we do it kind of like that.
Kind of like that. So it is the last day of our Share-a-thon, as Tim said. Yes, He Can is the theme. It comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And it says, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So we are asking you folks to give here for Share-a-thon to keep us on the air. And the number to call, if you have not done that, and as Tim said this morning, I heard you on Jenna's show.
I did pretty good, didn't I?
You did. Excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
And I like when you say, this is the day when the Procrastinators Club absolutely has to meet.
Yes, absolutely.
If you've been putting it off.
Don't be late for the Procrastinators Club.
This is the last day. Here's the number to call if you want to give to Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. We have people just down the hall, about 100 feet or so, 100 paces, who will be taking your call. They can do whatever you need them to do to help you sign up to help. You can, if you'd like to go online, you can give safely and securely at AFR.net. Also want to let you know that our Fall Share-a-thon 2025 Premium, you have two options. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the 2026 Founders Planner. It is a spiral-bound planner. It's obviously got months and places for notes, notable events in AFA history. If you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive not only the 2026 Founders Planner, but also the brand new book. When I say brand new book, it just came out 2 days ago.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the press. It is available nowhere else. You will not only get the Founders Planner, but this book. It is titled 100 Bible Questions and Answers, folks, on Prophecy in the End Times by our very own Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. hosts of Exploring the Word, heard weekdays here on American Family Radio.
They give you the day and the year and the date that Jesus is coming back, don't they?
If you don't like those books that always say no man knows the day, the hour, well, guess what? This book does. We're just kidding.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
We're just kidding.
I heard Alex's voice go, "Let me tell you something, brother."
Yes.
And then, you know.
No, they don't do that.
They don't do that.
But they do give you the signs of the times.
Yes, right? They do. And lots of great questions. Will people be saved after the rapture? Can a person accidentally take the mark of the beast? What are the different views of the tribulation? 100 questions, and these are all questions that people have asked over
right.
the years of Alex and Bert on the show.
And we're going to send them that book if they'll make a donation of $30 or more a month, right?
Right, plus the 2026 Founders Planner.
Right.
We do like it when people give monthly.
Yes, we do.
On a regular basis, a little bit easier on our end of things to know exactly how much money we have coming in.
Folks, if you have not made your gift to American Family Radio, we implore you, don't we?
Implore.
E-M-P-L-O-R-E.
And we, I-M-P-L-O-R-E, both.
Either way you want to spell it, whether you live in France or the U.S., it doesn't matter to us.
Right.
Okay, we just want you to make a gift in dollars to American Family Radio and be as generous as you can. In all seriousness, thank you, everybody who's given, and we appreciate everybody who's going to give. And if you want to give now to American Family Radio, we will receive your gift with thankfulness.
Amen.
And here's the phone number. This phone number calls our studios and our offices here in Tupelo, MS, and we have folks from around the country who are in there helping us answer the phones. They're listeners just like you, many of them. And they'll take your call and say, "Hey, I want to make a gift, a donation." And as Ed said, if you can give monthly, that would be wonderful. We appreciate that so much because it helps us be able to budget, right? Everybody needs a budget, and we're the same way. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. You can call us here at that number, 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net. That's our website. You can give there to AFR.net.
Now, by the way, we do have a $175,000 challenge until noon.
Wow. What does that mean,
time.
Ed?
Well, that means that generous donors prior to Share-a-thon have donated $175,000. They're challenging our listeners to meet that in the two-hour segment between 10 a.m., which we're already 12 minutes in, up until noon Central Time. So they're challenging listeners to give during this segment to match that.
They're listener challenged, in a way.
No,
they're challenging listeners.
Yes, that's right. They're challenging listeners.
I got
probably
it
a better way
there,
to put it.
Yeah. Our listeners are not.
They're not challenged.
No, they're not challenged.
No. They come.
They're long bus.
They are standing with us on the ramparts.
Yeah, the ramparts. Yeah, that was part of our Star Spangled Banner, right?
Mm-hmm. Francis Scott Key watched those.
Yes, ramparts.
It's also in
the Rockets' Red
it's also
Glare
in the Old Testament. All right,
ramparts.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
No, it is in one of the Psalms, like 91, 92, or 93.
Oh, okay, all right.
Look it up.
I'm on it.
I want to read your Bible more. But anyway, I'm not here to judge. All right, let's hear from one of our listeners.
Hi, this is Lynn McKay in West Monroe, Louisiana. I just want to call and say that I'm really blessed by AFR. Just want to say I'm a walking miracle. God's done so much for me in my life. I fell between two or three stories on solid concrete in Austin, Texas. July 7, 75, should have been dead. My foreman told me he saw me, found me because there was a pool of blood coming out from 510. And I busted up my left knee, right elbow, left eye, in and out of surgery for a year and a half in hospitals. And the Lord put me back together and helped me go out and be a witness and do jobs they said I couldn't do, that I trusted God and not man. And I just want to praise the Lord. So many things he's done for me. Shows me God's not through with me yet, and he's not through with you. Thank you for listening to AFR, and thank you for giving to AFR. And thank you guys again for all you guys do. God bless you.
I was right. at per normal.
That's right. What else would
we say? Yes. Ramparts. I thought I remember Ramparts from Psalm 91. I think the NIV version. It's in there, isn't it, Chris? You looked it up.
It is. Not that I fact-check you. I was merely trying to prove you correct.
You were documenting it.
Yes.
Documenting just how right he was.
Trust me, I'm a journalist.
Where is it? Where is Ramparts mentioned in Psalm 91?
It's mentioned in Psalm 91:4, where God's faithfulness is described as a shield and rampart. It's also in some translations of Psalm 48:13.
It is.
Some translations say bulwark, but rampart.
Right. Bulwark or rampart, they're interchangeable.
Yes, sir. Yes.
They're both English words. And I think they're both, like, descriptive.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to American Family Radio. It is Sheraton. Thank you for listening. Fred, big news, right?
Absolutely big news. Phase one of President Trump's 20-point peace plan for Gaza has been approved by the negotiators. And that is big, big news, because phase one calls for the release of all the Israeli hostages in Gaza, 20 of them known to be still alive. As we are sitting here at this very moment, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel is meeting with his cabinet to put the official stamp on this deal. And right after that meeting, the Knesset is going to meet. They will vote on this. And Lord willing, by Sunday evening, Monday morning, our time, those 20 hostages will be released. That is the great news. Now, Israel has been forced to make a concession to make this happen, and that concession is they must release 250 terrorists who are being held in Israeli jails. They've already been convicted of terrorist crimes, and they're going to have to release a bunch of other people from Gaza that have been taken into custody over the last 2 years. It was very interesting.
How many phases are there, by the way? Do we know?
20 phases.
I know there's 20 points, 20 phases?
20 jumps that they have to go through to make this
happen.
They
got like every 5 days, one will be have to, or we don't know yet.
It depends on how the negotiations go. What has not been settled yet, and we want to, you know, we're
caution.
We're going to be celebrate.
Yeah.
We want to caution. And I was just listening to Jack Keane, who is one of the military experts on Fox, giving a lot of credit to Trump for this. And believe it or not, tariffs have played into this.
I knew they would.
Trump, on the side, has been negotiating tariff deals with a lot of these countries. Cut three. Go ahead.
With what we've done in the United States, I think we top everybody by a lot with the tariffs and all of that. But, you know, having the ability to deal with trade, having the ability to use tariffs to help me make a point, the tariffs have brought peace to the world. I'm telling you, they brought peace to the world, and not only here, but with so many other deals.
The other thing that Jack Keane said was very important. He said that Hamas knew that Trump was serious. Remember back a few days ago, Trump said, you're going to go along with this deal that we're putting together here, or there are going to be consequences for you, Hamas. And Keane said, Hamas knew he was serious because of what he did in Iran.
Ooh,
remember, he told Iran, unless you guys agree and open up so we can verify your claims that you don't have nuclear weapons, we're going to bomb you. They knew that Trump was serious. He's serious what he means about stopping fentanyl coming in from Venezuela. So he said, Keane says, because he has that credibility, Hamas was really willing to go along with this deal thus far. But it ain't over yet.
Well, that part of the world, especially maybe most parts of the world, I don't know, people respond to action, not words. A lot of times here in the West, certainly in America, we've let politicians for decade after decade after decade talk words, spew words, and never do anything.
Yeah.
And that part of the world especially, they take strength seriously if it acts.
Yes.
And they've watched President Trump act and carry out what he has said. I will say, for those who wonder why Israel has agreed to a trade like that, 20 living hostages and then the names of those who died in the captivity there at the hands of Hamas, for 250 maybe plus, I think the difference, the reason for that kind of lopsided trade is that that's, Israel is a, when we talk about the Judeo-Christian worldview, Israel's view of human life is more biblically based than Hamas, where same thing in communist countries, life is cheap to them. This is why all these people, the Palestinians, were suffering in this war, is because Hamas, they don't care if they're going to put rocket launchers at on top of a hospital. They don't care if civilians are going to die.
Yeah.
And so Israel is saying, we want those 20 people back, and we're willing to make a lopsided trade to get those lives back, because that's the way we view human life.
Well, listen, we all hope and pray that this is step one of 20 steps, as you say, in this peace deal that will be accomplished in the coming months, hopefully weeks, months, surely no more than a month or two, that this will be accomplished. I know Israel's going to have to pull out their military from Gaza.
Yes, part of where we are right now is Israel is going to remain in Gaza at the moment in a buffer zone.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal here. The next step is to get Hamas to throw down their weapons. We're not there yet.
Yeah. As you say, we're what is the expression? Cautiously optimistic.
Yes, sir.
About what could happen over there. It's a first step. There's a rumor that President Trump may go to Jerusalem.
Yes. Fox News was reporting just a few moments ago that the tentative plan is for President Trump to be in Jerusalem on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm going to assume, as we start to see these 20 hostages coming out. By the way, part of the deal is Israel has demanded that we're not going to see this parade of Hamas terrorists taking out.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely. You can't have that.
Yeah. So they're going to be turned over to a special Israeli unit from the Israeli army. They will be the ones who will take out these hostages.
Do you think that Israel's known where these hostages were all along?
I think they probably have a good idea. They seem to have a really good intelligence unit.
I mean, if you would have thought they would have gone in after them by now.
I think they, I from what I've read, I think they were worried about booby traps. That once you, even if you do know where they're at and you can get special ops in there, that where the hostages were was booby trapped, so that all you had to do is press a button and they all die.
Yeah.
I think that was, I'm guessing, that's what I've read, and I'm guessing that.
I don't know what are the liberal progressives going to do now? Are they going to celebrate with the rest of the world? Even the Arab world is cheering this.
Yes.
Decision. Are the American Democrats, progressives going to celebrate this? Are they going to?
You know it, Tim.
They'll say today that Donald Trump has been in office for 7 months now, and he should have done this a lot sooner.
You really think they're going to say that?
They say a lot of things. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah,
they will. They will somehow. Chris may not be far off. They may say, "Well, Israel and Trump caused this problem. Mm-hmm. This is the least they could do." Kind of thing.
I think they're probably going to say something to that effect, that we'll see. This is too early to celebrate, something to that effect. We will see, because there's a lot more to be accomplished here.
Yeah.
In this, I wouldn't be spiking the ball yet.
Right.
Of course, that never stopped Trump.
I'm going to post.
He's already. That's how he is, you know. Everything's the greatest and the best, and bring.
Right.
He said this is going to bring peace for the ages.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And
so you got to. I give him all the credit for this. But I mean, when his verbiage, his celebratory language is always going to be way over the top. Right. I think.
And to Fred's point, though, the reason he was able to get this done as opposed to other Western leaders, although I don't remember any of them trying to forge a deal.
Barack Obama did.
Since the October 7th attack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you meant try to broker a peace deal for Israel. Okay.
The only reason I think Trump was able to do it is, and what Fred said, is that Hamas realized Trump means what he says.
Well,
and he backs it up.
Yeah, and they're desperate people. To use a gambling phrase, they got all the cards to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
That's true.
They really don't. They're out of and they were getting pressured by the rest of the Arab countries to accept this deal.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big part of it, Tim.
Yeah.
A big part. Our ambassador there in Israel, Mike Huckabee, interviewed about this morning. He's very happy.
Yeah, amen. All right, Wayne, you have that?
Yes.
We do,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play Mike Huckabee, and Mike's a good friend of ours, as you know if you listen to this program. So what we're hearing from him, he was on Fox News this morning, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Clip 11.
Right now, it's going to be according to the president's plan, not dribbled out, but all of the hostages coming out. That's how it was presented to Hamas. The president made it very clear two things had to happen. Hamas had to deliver all the hostages, and then they would have to recognize they don't have a future in Gaza. And the consistency and clarity of the president's message is part of the reason we're here today.
What does he mean they don't have a – what does Mike mean there? They don't have a future in Gaza.
Well, part
Hamas, as we
get through these 20 points, it calls upon Hamas to lay down their arms, and they have to exit as a power in Gaza.
Oh, well, that's a big deal if that
is.
Happens. A really big deal. All right, you're listening to Sherathon on American Family Radio. We're talking about the peace deal that President Trump and his administration brokered between Hamas and Israel, and we do, as the Bible says, for Christians, we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
And so we continue to pray for that situation in the Middle East. Tim, Ed, and Fred, and Chris here on American Family Radio. Let's hear from one of our listeners to AFR.
This is James Carter in Robstown, Texas. I'm a longtime AFR listener. I have the app on my phone now. I work by myself in my truck all day long, and I the scripture that came to mind was, as iron sharpens iron, so a brother sharpens the countenance of another, and you guys sharpen me. It's great to be able to spend time with y'all all day while I'm working. I'm in and out of the truck, and you guys have some great programming and great, great people there. And y'all love the Lord, and I love the Lord, and it's great to spend time with y'all. So I hope it is encouraging to you to know that you got people like me who you touch every single day.
Huh. Amen.
Amen.
So it is Sherathon.
Sherathon.
So, folks, we are encouraging you to give, to support American Family Radio. Keep us on the air for the next 6 months. We have Sherathon usually April and October. So we are asking you to support the ministry here with your financial support. And here is the phone number to call here. This is the last day of Sherathon. And so this is the day to get it done. If you have put it off over the last couple of days, 877-616-2396 is the number to call, 877-616-2396.
Call now.
2396.
Tell you what, you say that number, I'm gonna do subliminal.
Okay. 877.
Call now.
616.
Call now.
2396.
I got a second mortgage.
No, folks, do not take out a second mortgage.
You think anybody picked up on that?
Yeah, I picked up on it.
You did?
I almost went and got a second mortgage. Just, I don't know what came into my head.
I'm Tom Selleck.
That's reverse mortgage,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net. Either way.
We'll be back momentarily.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn,
Don Weilman.
One day in London, a Methodist preacher looked out over the poor people of that city. His heart went out to those people. He wanted to help them. And he dedicated his life to their service. Little did he know what that dedication would mean. In a few years, his efforts to aid the poor had gained a few followers and many opponents. Quite often he found his followers beaten and their property wrecked or destroyed because of their convictions. In 1884, 37 years after he began preaching, 600 of his followers were sent to prison because of their religious concern for the poor. Following several years of persecution, the founder and the movement began to win some acceptance. Much of this acceptance was brought about when he presented his case in a book entitled In Darkest England and the Way Out. In that book, he had concrete proposals for several improvements: relieving poverty and fighting vice, homes for the homeless, training centers to prepare immigrants for overseas countries, rescue homes for women and girls being sold into bondage for immoral purposes, homes for released prisoners, legal aid for the poor, and practical help for the alcoholic. The movement became known as the Salvation Army, and the preacher who fell in love with the poor people of London was named William Booth. Someone asked him one day what the secret of his very productive life was. His answer was simple and quite profound. "I'll tell you the secret," he said. "I have made up my mind that Jesus Christ could have all there was of William Booth. I know that he has men with more brains and more ability. But when I saw the poor of London, and knowing what Jesus Christ could do for them, I made up my mind to give all there is of me to him." Of this man, the historian wrote that his theology was simple, certainly concentrated on essential matters, clearly expounded for the understanding and inspiration of the common man. Read the history books, and one thing stands out above everything else. It isn't the person with the most ability who does the most good in life. It is rather the person with the most dedication and determination. And herein is the beauty of the Christian faith. For the carpenter doesn't judge us by how much ability we have, but by the depth of our dedication. It isn't the wisest person, or the richest person, or the strongest person that the Galilean is looking for. No. It is the dedicated and faithful person. Our Maker doesn't judge us by how high we rise in life, but by how hard we try. We aren't judged by the amount of our abilities, but by the way we use what abilities we have. William Booth made up his mind to give all he had, and that's all our Maker wants. I guess what this story really says to us is that when we present ourselves to him for service, we should leave our credentials and recommendations at home. We need to bring only our faithfulness.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing. Yes, he can.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's fall. Obviously, it's our fall Share-a-thon. We have one in the spring, one in the fall. We thank you for listening. Our theme, what's our theme, Ed?
Our theme is Yes, He Can.
That's the song we just heard.
Yes, I do not have the name of the singer.
Kane. It's a band called Kane.
It's a band.
A guy and his two sisters. They're from Alabama.
Like the guy who killed his brother, Abel?
Yes.
Yeah.
That kind
yeah.
of Kane?
Yeah. But they don't do that.
They don't
just
do
sing.
That. Okay. They're all about family and God. I've seen them live in concert. They put on a good show.
And they can sing. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, they're doing more than putting on a show, though, aren't they, Chris? They're ministering to people.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I just wanted to mean what they do.
You remember Peter on the day of Pentecost?
They will provide Man, you such a blessing.
He put on a good show, didn't he?
Yes, I saw them in Birmingham a year or two ago. It was great.
All right. All right. What's the name of the band?
Cain.
Cain.
How do you spell that?
I believe it's C-A-I-N.
Oh, okay.
Not like Raising Cain's the chicken place, but C-A-I-N, Cain.
Okay.
Right. Not like that. You got that, Ed?
I got it.
Okay. All right. So if you want to make a gift to American Family, hey, we just went over $3 million.
Woo! Right.
Can I get a...
You can.
Can I get a hand clap there?
Amen!
Okay, that was Chris, our newsman.
Chris has had too much caffeine this morning, but
I'm on my second pot of coffee.
So, over $3 million, and we want to be over four by the time we end the afternoon share-a-thon, because this is the last day.
It is.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the last day of share-a-thon. So don't be a part of the Procrastinators Club of America.
Right.
Okay, don't be late for your meeting. You want to get your donation in so you can be it can be counted to our towards our grand total this afternoon.
And I would like to mention the premiums we have. Now, these are not bribes, okay? We just want to make the clear. The premiums we offer are a way of us thanking people.
Yeah.
But if it
but
does
you don't get it if you don't give.
That's right.
So I don't know what you want to call that.
So here are our options for our fall share-a-thon premium. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the 2026 Founders Planner. It is a spiral planner.
Spiral.
It has got the spiraling. Very nice. It's very
spiraling
nice.
Spiraling upward.
It's ever upward. And so, you know, it's got like all planners, it's got months and places to write notes. And, but it also has some of the important dates in AFA's history. Or you can become a great commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And if you do that, you will receive not only the 2026 Founders Planner, but also the book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. This is written by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, who host Exploring the Word, heard weekdays at 3 p.m. Central
they put
Time.
A great show, by the way.
They do have. It's very popular. They put on, yes, great show. So anyway, that's the two premium options you have, and here's the number to call.
But really, you should give because you care about the ministry.
Absolutely.
And you want to see the gospel promoted.
So this is not a bribe.
The bribes, no.
This is a thank you.
Yes. No, the premiums that we are just tokens of our appreciation.
Yes.
Right?
And they're not, obviously, they're not in line with what most people
right,
give.
You could buy the book
you could
for
buy, yes.
$15.
Right.
But that wouldn't give you any sense of satisfaction.
No.
No.
So
here's the phone number, Ed, for people to call.
Yes.
Get our bribes.
877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net.
You're listening to American Family Radio. Let's hear from one of our listeners, and then we'll come back and Sandy Rios will join us. Let's hear from somebody.
Hi, this is John in the New Orleans area. About 2004, I was helping out at my young daughter's softball game, and I got struck in the head with the softball. It knocked me out for a little while. I was having a seizure-like episode. They rushed me to one hospital, and they said, no, take it to another one. So I was there for a couple days before I woke up, I think. But what I remember clearly was somebody put the radio on in the room, and it was American Family Radio. And I listened to talk, but there was a lot of music, I think, on another portion of your show. And when I came 2 days later, I talked about it to no end. And I remember so much of what was said. That was my introduction to American Family Radio. Thank you, and God bless you all very richly.
Wow, that's
a story.
Powerful testimony. Now, I don't know, Tim, did I hear him right properly? Was was he crediting AFR with healing? That all he had to do was listen to AFR, and he came up out of that hospital bed?
Well, Ed, I think you're getting everything a little bit mixed up.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the Lord God who healed him.
Amen.
I know that already. And he used the... But he used AFR to minister to the guy while he's in the hospital, and then he became a listener. How great is that story?
That is, you know what? We have had some amazing testimonies. right. about how God has used American right. Family
so
Radio.
We'd like to hear from you. If you've ever been knocked in the head, like by a donkey or something like that, and you wake up listening to American Family Radio.
Or some of you guys, if you've popped off once too often to your wife.
And you felt it?
You felt
it. It was a comeback at you?
Yes.
All right, we need to move on.
Yeah, you got to save me from myself.
You always distract me.
So I know.
I don't know if it's going to work or not. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Thank you, everybody who's called in. We're nearing 14,000 pledges total. So since we started on Tuesday, what a blessing that is here. For us to have that kind of love back yeah. towards what we're doing here, and over $3 million, and we're just so excited. Sandy Rios joins us now. Sandy she was with Sandy Rios in the Morning Radio Show for 10 years right here on American Family Radio each weekday morning, and then she switched over to a podcast that she hosts three times. She's going to host it twice a week on American Family Radio's website. Sandy Rios 24/7. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Tim. I don't think I've ever heard you guys happier.
Yeah, we are.
We
are amped up.
What an extraordinary generosity, as always, but more and more every year. It just stuns me how generous the listeners of American Family Radio are.
Amen. Well, I guess I'm a little extra excited because I'm looking at the numbers as they stand right now, and if we keep going the way we normally go in a third day of our Share-a-thon, we're going to set new records.
That would be great.
That's what I'm looking at. That may or may not happen. Who knows? But I'm just saying that's the way we're trending right now, and that's for us to be here doing our programming day after day after day with our news and information and Bible teaching and some music sometimes mixed in, and then the podcasting like Sandy brings to our network, and Stephen McDowell with America's Providential History Podcast and others, we just feel like we pour ourselves into providing quality content for our listeners and for our listeners to respond back to us in this such a generous way. It is gratifying, I guess you could say.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking, I don't think there's probably ever going to be a way to quantify the effect of our network
right.
on America. And, you know, we had a quantifier years ago. I think it was the 2016
yes.
election. I think AFA was probably the number two
yes.
influence. They tracked
yes.
somebody tracked
yes.
that.
Yes.
When people talked about what influenced them.
Behind Fox News, I think we were only behind Fox News in that. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I think, and you know, because I'm kind of D.C. centric.
Right.
People, and we have a station up there, but it's not like Fox or some of the other big presences there, so they don't really sometimes understand the impact AFR Talk has. But I think I
right.
want to tell our people, you know, I'm so proud to be a part of that because we've helped people. It's always been my goal to help them navigate through these difficult times, how to think biblically. That sounds almost like a cliche.
Right.
It's not easy to do that. And people, you know, it's been amazing to just sort of work together to try to make it through all of these difficulties of the last, I'd say, you know, 15 years, especially in the last 15. It's a complex world, and it's getting more complex. And so AFR plays such a significant role. And if I could just personally thank every single person who's written a check or called or, you know, pledged some mm-hmm. money, not only for the network, which I've been proud to be part of, but also for me personally, the work that I've been able to do, the way Tim has supported me to work and have, you know, God willing, some kind of influence with people
Amen.
In D.C. that might not otherwise hear about Jesus as clearly as I
Amen.
Talk about it. It's been a great honor, and that's part of the people are supporting.
Amen.
So personally, I'm just so grateful. And can I give the number?
Absolutely. Go ahead. This is the number to call and make a pledge. Go ahead, Sandy.
Yes, yeah. And if you haven't made the pledge yet, like the Procrastinators Club, as Tim
right.
always says, it's simple. Just call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And always, there is a crew of the best people in the world sitting in that room. And it's just so sweet to be there. And they love hearing from you. You'll love talking to them. So give them a call, 877-616-2396. They're volunteers, most of them. And they eat lots of good food that's brought in for them.
Yes,
and answer
do.
The phones. Or you can go to AFR.net if you don't like to talk to people. You can go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. And I encourage you to do that.
All right. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. That's Sandy Rios joining us. Sandy hosts the podcast Sandy Rios 24/7. And you can. It's an excellent podcast that thousands and thousands of people listen to each week. Go and check it out at AFR.net, AFR.net, AFR.net. Click on the banner, just podcast. It says Sandy Rios 24/7. I'm Tim with Ed and Fred and Chris. As always, we thank you for listening to Share-a-thon and to American Family Radio. Fred, any comments on what we've been talking about here?
Well, absolutely.
Questions for Sandy?
Questions for Sandy. Sandy, great to have you on, and I know that you've been following
Thank
this
you.
Like most of our listeners for sure. Your reaction to this deal that has been worked out for the release of the hostages in Gaza?
You know, Fred, how could anybody be against bringing peace? I just have hesitations because I've been a sort of a student of Islam, in a manner of speaking, as a professional radio person for many, many years. And I know the nature of it. It never changes. The doctrines never change. They want to kill or conquer. They don't want peace. They're incompatible with the West. And so I go into this with doubts. I just wait for them to break their promises. That's what they always do. I know that sounds. I know. Here I am. I'm Tim's Debbie Downer today, but I can't get too excited about it because Hamas is just so. They're the rottenest of the rotten, and they are part of that horrible Islamic network. Look what they did 2 years ago. Look what they did. You think they've changed since then? So I'm a skeptic, but I'll take it. And maybe I'm wrong. And wouldn't that be great? And we'd all okay. live happily ever after.
That's Sandy Sour Sandy joining us from...
Exactly. I've been actually concentrating this week on Antifa and its funding, its practices. Was in a briefing with Andy Ngo. Andy is that Vietnamese street reporter who is probably... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's... been, I tell you, that whole thing, that whole black bloc thing is so dangerous, you know. And
right, hold on just a minute. I want to talk about that because President Trump had a meeting at the White House, which some of us saw at least parts of it Monday, I think it was.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday? Mm-hmm. About Antifa. And I want to talk about that because that's what Sandy's talking about, which is a radical leftist group, a very violent group. Let me reset that. I know most people know what you're talking about, Sandy, but is that your latest podcast? Is that what it's going to be on?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were two. There's two this week on it.
Okay. So, what do you want to tell our listeners about this story?
Well, I just would say that this is the group that you probably early identified with Occupy Wall Street. They started wearing masks before COVID. They were masking their faces in black. They are particularly cruel. They seem to have a strange. Cooperation with police and even FBI during January the 6th. They're deeply embedded. They are communist agitators, also anarchists, and they're growing in power. And they're getting tremendous support from people like George Soros. They're being paid wages. Some are making as much as $80,000 a year to go out on the streets and hurt people, attack police. Right now they're focusing on ICE, but it hasn't always been that way. They have They have injured and killed people that you don't even know about because the police don't hold them accountable. They are worldwide, but they're particularly located in the United States now. They want to destroy this country. They are loosely affiliated, so they don't have like a president of Antifa, but they have these chapters around the country. They're most specifically strong in the Northwest, in Washington State and Oregon. But it's not just there. They're also in Minneapolis, and of course they're in Chicago. And they are very dangerous. And I think the thing that really, they get training on how to hurt people. Because of one of these street journalists, I heard a little bit of this guy teaching them to focus on poking people's eyes out, poking how easy that is and how much damage you can do. This is just one thing. They are just devoid, really, of humanity, from my perspective. And the scary thing is they do have, I saw another video of the Portland police talking to them like friends, coaching them how to handle ICE. That was another undercover video. And so we have the Chicago mayor, the Chicago governor. There's this friendly mess between them and Antifa that's frightening. Yeah. And I think when the FBI, before President Trump won, was headed by James Comey and or Christopher Wray, we also had this funky little footsie thing going on with Antifa that made it possible for them to be part of January 6th clandestinely. It was just this big game, this horrible game. So one other thing, it's not just Soros. There are other funders. There's a guy named, I can't remember, he's Indian in descent, Singh, something Singh. He's a very large, bald tech mogul, like billionaire, who funds all communists. Another was in the Chinese tech mogul, who is also supporting Antifa. The funding is unbelievable. So the reason I guess I'm just mentioning this because I want us to understand what we're facing. And President Trump, as you said, is convening now a lot of these guys in the street who know a lot about Antifa, and they're coming in, God willing, to kind of support the FBI and our other law enforcement so that we can identify and stop this.
Chris, you have a quote, some quotes from...
We do, yes. Okay. We got two clips here. One is of President Trump. The other is Attorney General Pam Bondi. This clip of President Trump is during a moment in yesterday's event at the White House, which, by the way, I've included a link to this on our Today's Issues Facebook page. But during a moment where Trump and others are taking questions from the press, the subject of the Trump administration declaring Antifa a foreign and a terrorist organization comes up here. Clip 12.
Are you going to work with your administration, as the Secretary of State's here, are you going to work with your administration to designate it a foreign terror organization?
You mean it a terror?
Antifa? A foreign terror organization.
Well, has that been done? Pretty close, yeah. Right? Would you like to see it done?
Yes, Mr. President.
You think it would help?
They have foreign links all across Western Europe.
I'd be glad to do it. I think it's
Europe.
The kind of thing I'd like to do. If you'd like, does
Middle
everybody
East.
Agree? If you agree, I agree. Let's get it done, okay? Let's get it done. Marco, we'll take care of it.
Mr. President.
That's international, you mean.
Yes.
International.
Yes, Mr. President.
Sounds good to me.
Foreign terror organization.
Steve, are you okay with it?
Yes, it's true. There are extensive foreign ties, and I think that would be a very valid step to take.
Good, I think so, too.
Yes.
Good, I think it's a good point. Thank you.
I didn't hear Pam Bondi in there, did I?
Oh, well, Pam Bondi, I can play her. It's a shorter clip here, but this is the Attorney General, Pam Bondi.
We're not going to stop at just arresting the violent criminals we can see in the streets. Fighting crime is more than just getting the bad guy off the streets. It's breaking down the organization brick by brick. Just like we did with cartels, we're going to take the same approach, President Trump, with Antifa. Destroy the entire organization from top to bottom. We're going to take them apart. Thanks to your bold leadership and the designation of Antifa as a terrorist organization, which is exactly what they are, Americans will no longer tolerate their unhinged violence.
All right, that's Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, at a meeting with President Trump that he convened. It was kind of a meeting at the White House about who Antifa is and how to combat them. And it was a high-profile meeting because they let the press in there. That was yesterday, you
yes,
say?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I find, you know, what I'm anxious to find out is where the money's coming from. Because you just heard Pam Bondi. It's not just within the United States. We're talking about foreign interests out there. Mm-hmm. Is it China? Is it one of the Arab nations?
Well, a lot of people think it's George Soros, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Among others. Listen, you have to attack the problem this way. This is something the FBI learned during the 20s and 30s and 40s on when they were dealing with any kind of organized criminal enterprise. Mm-hmm. You can't just arrest the thugs on the street that are holding people up. You've got to find out who's paying them.
Who the kingpins are,
right? Who the kingpins are.
Yeah.
And you're going to and that's how, when these organizations are so interconnected with big money and they're making money this way, and then that we see the outward outworking of that criminal enterprise in street violence. You've got to do what Pam Bondi said. You got to take this thing apart brick by brick, and you got to bring more people, send more people to prison than just the thugs.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead, Sandy. We've got about 3 minutes left here, 3 or 4 minutes.
All right. Well, you know, this has grown in a vacuum because, as I said, I think it started with Occupy Wall Street, to my knowledge. And then in Seattle, where they did that big whatever zone they called that, and then in Ferguson, St. Louis, and the FBI has been just derelict because they were using SPLC hate maps, trying to convince us that our greatest threat was people like us, Christians, AFA, FRC. And so they dropped the ball. They lost their intelligence. They did not prosecute. Police have not prosecuted. In a lot of these cities, Antifa just gets, they have a whole lawyers guild that comes in and defends them and gets them back on the streets within minutes of being arrested. So it's gotten out of control, and it has not grown for no reason. We have been derelict. Our leadership has been derelict. So President Trump's having to make up a ton of ground. And that's why I think that's the reason they're calling in people like Andy Ngo and these other street fighters, not fighters, journalists, who know the personnel, who know, have a lot of information, and they're the go-to people rather than the FBI.
Yeah.
And citizen journalism. So it's pretty amazing. We need to pray. This is a huge thing.
Yeah.
One of the many, many things that President Trump is trying to help bring safety to this country.
Amen.
Against all odds. And we need to pray for him and pray for our law enforcement.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, listen, Sandy, thanks so much for being on with us this half hour. And we look forward to the continuing of the podcast. Again, Sandy's going to be releasing now 2 podcasts a week. So, Sandy, how can folks get that delivered to their inbox, so to speak?
On any podcast platform, sometimes people are podcasters, and whether it's Amazon or Spotify or whatever, and just subscribe, or AFR.net, I think you can subscribe. I think you can. Another easy, real easy way is just to go to my website, sandyrios.com, and you can get it every day.
Amen. So. All right. Thanks, Sandy. Yeah. Take care. Tell Bruce we said hello, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Sandy Rios joining us. She's got an excellent podcast. Go to AFR.net, click on the podcast, the word podcast, and you'll see her banner. It's very simple to get it, and get it twice a week and listen on demand, right? All right, we're going to take a short time out right here for news, and then Chris, are you leaving? Is Steve coming in?
Yes, sir. I'm going to my other show that I'm going to put on.
Are you got a side show?
It's my side hustle.
Oh, wow. Well.
A side hustle. You're not working for Antifa, are you?
No. Yeah,
trying to get that
I'm gonna
big
go
money. I'm
going to go put on my reporter hat.
Ed and Fred and I, we didn't know that you were going behind her back on doing another show. Whose show are you going to do? I'm just kidding.
I'm actually going to start working on some newscasts that will air early this afternoon.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in a minute with Steve, Paisley, Jordahl,